Some residents in Jackson, Mississippi have been without running water for days, while others have been under a boil water notice for more than a month. The situation is dire, and it's just not clear when things will get better. Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom tells us how people are coping, including at a college football game he attended earlier this week where two local teams clashed.
Rain, shine, dry faucets, or low water pressure, in the South, the game must go on.
Even going through a crisis, you know, people love football.
Emil Felix drove from Louisiana to Millsaps College in Jackson to watch his son play Division III football for the home team.
Matter of fact, we brought him three cases of water. They don't have water. They're taking baths with, like, distilled water.
In the dorms?
Yeah. There's like no water pressure.
Mosap says the water pressure's been fluctuating, so now has portable toilets and mobile showers at the ready.
Let's hear it for your Mosap's captain!
Mosap's taking on another Jackson institution, Belhaven University. In the away bleachers filled with hundreds of fans, there's no shortage of hydration. A blue Powerade sits under one man's sneakers as others drink $3 Dasani bottles from the concession stand. On the field, the benches are lined with those classic green and yellow Gatorade squeeze bottles.
We'd like to thank Infinite Insurance for providing bottled water. They provided 37,000 bottles of water for the students.
Indeed. Alyssa Pearson's here to support her fellow Belhaven athletes after her soccer team won their game 3-1. Water's a non-issue on the pitch, though the other night it was a problem post-game.
We played an 8 o'clock game, so it was like 10 p.m. we were done, so I had to go all the way off campus rather than just opening a door and just showering in my own dorm.
Pearson's a freshman from Ackworth, Georgia, where boil water notices are not the norm like here in Jackson.
I've heard stories of like water problems around here, but I never thought I've actually had to be in it in real life.
She says it's strange brushing her teeth with bottled water and thinking about how clean that water is as it comes through the shower head.
And the fact that I have no idea if my toilet's going to flush or not today.
Still, it's not enough to make her consider transferring. And while dry toilet lines are new for Belhaven seniors like Dawson Albin, he's used to 4 years of boil water notices.
A lot of guys on campus, like, they'll come to my house and shower and stuff like that just because they ain't got no water pressure and stuff. So, you know, it's kind of tough on them, but at the same time, it is what it is, man. You just got to push through it. Adversity is one of the big things that we talk about here at Belhaven, and we just overcome it every time, man. So.
The game ends with a Belhaven victory, 49-21. Jackson State University senior Patrick Poe Jr. came here to support an old high school teammate playing for Belhaven. He grew up here, so he's got way more than 4 years of experience with the water.
We've been dealing with this since we were kids, before we were kids.
Part of what makes this crisis so different is how long it's going. More than a month under a boil water notice for some residents, with no clear timeline for that to change. But Poe says that's not going to stop him from dressing head-to-toe in Jackson State football gear.
As a matter of fact, when we have our first home game and the water's still not great, I'm still going to be right there in the vet, happy.
Lit.
That game's still a couple weeks away. Enjoying a football night, though, doesn't mean ignoring the city's problems. Poe spends the next morning at some of Jackson's affordable housing apartments, delivering water to those who can't leave their homes. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Bisaha in Jackson, Mississippi.